Well, it's good to hear you call us back here on Daily Inspiration. I hope this is a regular habit for you. Maybe your first time, but we're very happy to have people call in to hear God's Word. You know, there's a day coming when it may not be as easy to serve God and to hear His Word. So may God bless you in your hearing ears today as we look into God's Word. We're looking at five things that we are not to fear. The last couple of days we've looked at we're not to fear man, we're not to fear false gods, and today we're going to look at the third one. We're not to fear the reproaches of man. We're not to fear them. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 7 has something to say about that. Let's look at the scripture in God's Word. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worms shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Well, the first thing he tells us here is we're looking at our subject about not fearing the reproaches of men, is to listen if you know righteousness. Hearken unto me. Listen to me, people of God. He's saying if you know what righteousness is, then listen. You know, this is something every person that's a Christian should experience, and that's the knowledge of righteousness. We should know that. We should know God's Word. We should know God's law. It should be in our heart. And if it is, well, we're going to be like a city on a hill. We're going to be like a lighthouse. There's going to be something that stands out about us. And we're going to open our mouth and we're going to tell people about the things we know. And we're going to be like a director, a traffic policeman. We're going to be telling people, don't go this way. Stop. Come look over here. Let me show you what God is saying. And we're going to be busy telling people about God. But as we do that, we're going to be hated. We're going to be despised. We're going to be reproached. People are going to mock us. People are going to speak against us. But that's okay. God's telling us right here in this verse, fear not the reproach of men, and don't be afraid of their revilings, because they're going to be eaten like worms and moths. They're going to perish if they don't repent. But God says, my righteousness is going to be on you forever. My salvation is not going to be taken away. So we stand, they mock. We confess Christ, they deny him. We proclaim his word, and they mock the more. And the Bible says if we're ashamed of him, and his word in a sinful and adulterous world, a generation, says he'll be ashamed of us. But if we confess him before men, he'll confess us before the Father. Their revilings, their reproaches are weak. They're temporary compared to the God we serve and whom we should fear. Their words will pass away like garments eaten by worms and moths. But in contrast, you know, with perishable men, he says his salvation, his righteousness, the right doing are eternal. And they'll outlast all their words, all their books, all their movies, all their songs, all their whatevers, because they're going to gasp their last breath one day, just like me and you. But we're going to gasp ours in righteousness and they in unrighteousness. So let's don't fear the reproaches of those that oppose us as the people of God. But let's stand strong in Jesus' name. Well, I hope this encourages you today to be bold for Jesus. Have a great day. And if you'd like to leave us a message, 099 will open the voicemail. Godspeed to you today.